This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Cyber ransomware extortionists were obviously not deterred by whatever action that the U.S. government took relative to the attack on the Colonial Pipeline, as they came right back with another major attack on U.S. infrastructure. This time they shut down JBS packing operations for a couple days. The attack started Sunday, and the company says that most operations will be restarted today. Luckily, Monday was a holiday, and the USDA put hog slaughter at 390,000 head and cattle slaughter at 94,000 head for Tuesday, both of which were likely to see revisions. 390K head was 95,000 short of last week's Tuesday slaughter, and 94,000 head of cattle was 27,000 short of last week's Tuesday's cattle slaughter. Both pork and beef cutouts posted strong gains. There are many issues here stemming from these attacks. Someone thought to be Russian is disrupting our commodity infrastructure. This type of uncertainty will add risk to the price structure, supporting higher prices, so all U.S. consumers are essentially being taken hostage. They attributed the ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline to the Russians. We can assume that they responded in some way to punish them. Whatever action the U.S. government took on Colonial, they came right back with another attack. Even if the two hackers were different entities, what was done to the one behind the Colonial Pipeline attack did not deter the other that attacked JBS. That suggests that our response was ineffective. There will be more of these attacks. One significant change is how they get paid. Governments and world bankers do not control cybercurrencies. This gives the hackers a way to get paid without getting tracked. Just ask for payment in Bitcoin. Criminal organizations are starting their own Bitcoin mining. It is not surprising that the hackers attacked JBS. The Brazilian-owned company grew up in corruption as part of their normal business practices in Brazil. JBS reportedly stands for Just Bribe Somebody. As their principals, the Batistas, were convicted of that, which takes a lot in Brazil. This attack was actually not that successful, only curtailing JBS operations for a short time. They were reportedly ready for such an attack, shutting down affected systems, having backup servers. There is still some disruption here, but it should not be devastating. Amanda Radke wrote an article for Beef Magazine, "Beef Prices Skyrocket as Grilling Season Kicks Off." Typically, we would have been gleeful about higher beef prices, but that was back when higher beef prices positively impacted cattle prices. That correlation has been disrupted by the market structure when cattle numbers exceed kill capacity. It used to be that when packers made money, they would increase the size of their kill. That boosted demand for cash cattle. That is what has changed. Today they can make $1,000 to $1,200 a head, and the size of the kill doesn't change. In fact, cattle bids can weaken. By curtailing beef production, that gives the packers the market leverage over retailers so that the wholesale beef prices soar, even when cattle prices weaken. Consumers are getting gouged because of this market power in the hands of the packers. It frankly could be worse as retailers have absorbed some of the price increase so consumers did not get hit with it all. There was still much meat favorably priced for Memorial Day. I expect that clearance was very good. There are, of course, other factors impacting all of this, such as the tight labor market for meat processors, strong Chinese meat demand, and now they can use the ransomware attack on JBS as an excuse to boost beef prices and weaken cattle prices. Consumers have money and meat prices have risen from historical levels. There's a general price rise for beef, pork, and chicken. We'll find out, it appears, at some point how high is too high, where consumers balk at paying up for meat. We're not there yet. The cattle industry is not integrated, and packers have been keeping the bulk of the beef market margin. Beef packers have purposefully reduced their kill, so that slaughter is short of what it takes to kill the front-end cattle supply, while it is also short on beef production, so that the packers, as the middlemen, have the market power and leverage in both directions. They can depress cattle prices while gouging consumers for beef. They're using market power to print money and are not sharing with anyone else in the beef supply chain. I am not convinced that the NCBA will be of any help. The USDA has failed to enforce the intent of the Packers and Stockyards Act for decades, while the Justice Department can't find the trust statute to address this abuse of market power. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.